DCH Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines. First, silence period for 13th of May local level election begins from Tuesday midnight. Nepal Tourism Board to operate bus service for tourists on election day, and US intelligence says Putin preparing for long war. Now the news in detail. The silence period for the 13th of May local level election has begun from Tuesday midnight. All forms of election campaigns will be prohibited during this special period. The Election Commission has also prohibited the political parties from organizing electoral assemblies, meeting and door-to-door campaigns. The Commission has urged the candidates and their supporters not to carry out activities like campaigning through social media during the silence period. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said the Commission would monitor social sites during the silence period by constituting a special committee. The Election Commission has also directed the Nepal Telecom not to provide SMS service during the silence period. Likewise, the government had decided to ban public transport on election day. The government has also banned the sale and consumption of alcoholic drinks during this period. Polling materials have been provided to all the polling stations of 753 local bodies across the country for the local level election. According to Election Commission, 260,000 security personnel have been deployed for the security of the local level elections. The Election Commission has set off 10,756 polling centers and 21,955 polling booths for the upcoming polls. Meanwhile, necessary security management preparations have been completed for the smooth conduct of local level elections. Nepal and Israel are celebrating the 62nd anniversary of the establishment of bilateral relations this year. A special program was organized in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the occasion. A report by Kausal Gimire.
Nepal and Israel are celebrating the 62nd anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations this year. The bilateral relations were established at the initiation of the then Prime Ministers of Nepal and Israel, B.P. Koirala and David Ben-Gurion, on 1st of June 1960. Delivering a welcome remark at a program organized in Kathmandu on Tuesday, the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Goder, said that Israel and Nepal shared the same values of tolerance, democracy, solidarity and respect for each other. Ambassador Goder said Nepal was the first country in South Asia to recognize the State of Israel, and Israel would always be thankful for it.
Nepal was the first and for 30 years the only country from South Asia to have full diplomatic relations with the State of Israel. Honorable Vice President, let me tell you clearly, Israel will never forget this and will always remember its good friends and the long history of good bilateral relations.
Ambassador Goder also assured enhanced cooperation in sectors such as agriculture, tourism and science and technology in the coming days.
Nepal was and will always be a country that we are proud to continue our cooperation and close links of all levels.
Similarly, the Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Bharat Raj Baudel, expressed confidence that Nepal and Israel would continue to work together in areas such as agriculture, tourism and human resource development and employment.
Our relations today encompass the ever-expanding areas of cooperation, ranging from employment, human resources development, education to agriculture and energy. Cooperation in agriculture continues to be one of the flagship collaborations. The planned operationalization of agriculture centers of excellence in Nepal will be crucial to transfer the state-of-the-art technology to modernize Nepal's agriculture and provide employment and order to our youths.
Likewise, the alternate Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of Israel, Yair Lapid, expressed his warm wishes in a video congratulatory message.
Israel is grateful for the strong ties we have with Nepal and for the close friendship we share with the Nepali people.
The former Deputy Prime Minister Sujata Koirala and former Foreign Affairs Minister Ramesh Nath Pandey highlighted the different aspects of the Nepal-Israel bilateral relations. The chief guest of the event was the Vice President of Nepal, Nanda Bahadur Poon. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Now the remaining news. Nepal Tourism Board will be operating a shuttle bus service on election day for the convenience of tourists. This service is being run in Kathmandu in view of the inconvenience to the air passengers travelling from the airport to the hotel and travelling on the day of the election, as the government has prohibited the operation of vehicles on election day. Nepal Tourism Board is to operate a shuttle bus service on different routes from Tibhuvan International Airport to various hotels and vice versa, with the support of the tourist police and in coordination with the Tourist Bus Association of Nepal and Nepal Tourist Vehicle Association. Two persons died in a truck accident that occurred at Annapurna Rural Municipality 4, Narchiang in Magdi last night. The district police office Magdi said truck owner and driver died when the truck met with an accident while returning from Nilgiri Khola Hydropower Project. Police Inspector Rajan Dakal said Khum Bahadur Ramjali of Annapurna Rural Municipality 1 of Magdi and Santa Bahadur Titung of Makwanpur Gogani 4 died in the accident. The truck had fallen some 60 meters off the road. Police have started an investigation into the incident. A tremor was felt today in the hilly districts of Sudur Pashchim, including Baitari. According to Seismological Center Surkhet, an earthquake measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale was recorded at 10:18 a.m. today, with its epicenter in India. The tremor was felt in Darsula, Bajang and Dareldura districts as well. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. intelligence has warned that Vladimir Putin is preparing for a long war in Ukraine, with even victory in the East potentially not ending the conflict. The warning comes as fierce fighting continues in the East, where Russia is trying to take territory. Moscow refocused its troops on capturing the Donbas region after Ukraine resisted attempts to take its capital, Kyiv. U.S. intelligence said, but despite this, its forces remain a stalemate. Defense Intelligence Agency director said at the same hearing that the Russians and the Ukrainians were at a bit of a stalemate. Sri Lankan security forces have been ordered to shoot lawbreakers on site in a bid to quell anti-government protests on the island. Demonstrators are calling for the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa over the island's worst economic crisis in history. On Monday, his brother Mahinda Rajapaksa stepped down as Prime Minister amid violent street clashes. But the resignation failed to bring calm and violence continued overnight. On Tuesday, the government ordered troops to open fire on anyone looting public property or causing harm to life. Police say 8 people have died and the capital's main hospital says more than 200 people have been wounded since Monday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. silence period for 13th of May local level election begins from Tuesday midnight. Nepal Tourism Board to operate bus service for tourists on election day, and U.S. intelligence says Putin preparing for long war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinerenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.